our weekly call it all, though, when matters arise that need some clarification from a Greens perspective, she's always available to speak with. Thanks for your time again, Marama Tilakwe.
Morena Dale, thank you always for having me.
Kia ora, nice to catch up with you again. Marama, COP26, let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, these huge global conferences, a lot of rhetoric comes out, but sadly, it feels that those who want to make profit somewhat ignore it. What gains do you think our country have achieved by being there, and what pressures do you think it puts on New Zealand business, and where do Māori fit in with what has happened in COP26? What's your read?
Yeah, there's a lot in there, and it's all really important, Dale. I guess the main thing is, with COP just having wrapped up, you know, it really is past the time to talk and really needing to get on with the actual action if we are going to save a stable planet for our mokopuna. And so there was, as you say, there was some progress made at the conference on a range of important issues, and I think we'll acknowledge those. You know, so the first of its kind global agreement to phase down coal, and an agreement on the detailed rules under the Paris Agreement. The Paris Agreement, again, is just the world agreements to get the emissions down. So on that, those agreements, you know, are towards keeping us on track to limit warming to 1.5 degrees. But, and so that, you know, that is still absolutely possible, but that window of opportunity is really closing fast. So that's where the ongoing work continues. And I think that's where Indigenous and Māori come in, is holding that front line on the changing of a system which has far too long relied on the exploitation of land and people, and the way that Indigenous and poorer communities have been impacted at the forefront while causing the least to, you know, put out harmful emissions into our atmosphere. So that's, I think, where Aotearoa again has to be urgent and a leader and take up rapid action to reduce our emissions. You know, Aotearoa can and should absolutely lead by example. And as we've talked before, Dale, there is an emissions reduction plan, and we are asking people to be really loud and clear about it. There will be a valid sense of frustration from this conference that we aren't seeing the commitment as strong as we should have, and that we aren't seeing the action. And I think that's where Aotearoa has to really keep on moving with showing that leadership.
Well, there's some big questions being asked here: deforestation and, of course, less carbon emissions.
Agriculture
as well. So we need a commitment from our government. Do you think that we will follow through on what we have promised to do? And what's your attitude to countries that are sort of renowned for polluting without much consideration at all for Papa Tuanuku?
Oh, well, firstly, we have to bloody follow through. You know, that's not even a choice. No choice but to be as committed, take the strongest action we possibly can. Who are not committing to preserving and protecting Papa Tuanuku for uri kei te haramai, you know, generations to come. I mean, the rest of our global community needs to do two things: both take a clear stand that is unacceptable, but also, Dale, at the centre of all of this is equity and privilege. And so privileged countries might think they're also getting away with some of this stuff and seeming like they're being good leaders, but if we lift the lid a little bit more and can see the equity around the world that is at stake here, actually, privileged countries can be doing a lot more to help and support countries who have been impacted on by the exploitation of wealthy countries. And that just transition is key to getting all countries on track, as well as just taking a clear stand and saying to states, actually, this is just not on, and here is a collective path for how you can do better, for how we can do better collectively.
Kia ora, Marama. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us about COP26. I look forward to talking with you through the week. All the best.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi. Marama Davidson with us. It's Pākehi Waha.